Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my skigglers? Get it? Like ski gigglers?
Oh.
Ski podcast?
This is a ski podcast.
Welcome to Ski Podcast. The winds are a little bit low and there's powder on the mountain.
Imagine we gave the weather every time.
How are you? Are you sick? You're sniffling.
Oh my God, my fucking... Okay. So in my apartment, you know, and you can type into your building, like when you have, like to your super, basically, like you, something's broken in your apartment and like you give them permission to enter and like fix it.
Yeah. You're like, my brain's broken. Help.
So I kept being like, my heating's broken. My heating is broken. Like I can't turn it on. And they kept coming and like saying like they fixed it and like everything's fine. So then finally I was like, are they just fucking with me? Like, are they not coming and fixing it? Finally, I was home today when the guy came and I was pushing the wrong button. So I was turning on the air conditioning and he was like, it's actually this valve here. So I've been living for a week with no heat.
He's like, hey, we thought you knew that you shouldn't press Tundra, but apparently you don't. The fire signal does mean hot. Which is crazy, I know, but...
Not to mention when this poor man walked into my apartment, I have clothes everywhere. I literally have shoes, like, in my sink to be cleaned.
Did you, and like, give him water at least? water?
I did offer him a water.
Just ice. Just a snow cone.
And I was watching Cheer, and it was the part when they were doing, like, the deep dive on Jerry and how he's, like, a pedophile. So is going on in the background. This guy. And I'm just so uncomfortable.
You could have easily paused it. That was a personal decision that you did.
I know, because I didn't know it was coming. I was just like, oh, yeah, this is so
you didn't know.
And they're like, what kind of videos was he sending? And they were like, masturbation. And the guy was like, so it's this valve over here. And I was like, great. This is great.
You're going to get reported.
Thank you.
I also will get a lot of messages of gigglers being like, so I was at an interview for a new job and your podcast came on and it was just you guys saying fuck or like talking about like getting deep throated. So I got the job though. And I'm like, respect. Yeah. Also, we just have some like housekeeping in the beginning. I did go to Vermont with Dez this last weekend, skiing as one does. Did I lose a toenail? Yes. Did I cry on the mountain 4 times?
Wait, how the heck did you lose a toenail?
Basically, like my ski boot, like, your toes go numb and then everyone's like, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
And then so I was just numb the whole time, and then when I took it off and it defrosted, my toenail was black.
Oh my god, are your ski boots too small?
Who the fuck knows? Because
you're right.
Skiing is this weird thing where they're like, it's supposed to hurt. And I'm like, right. You are sick people. So then I had to like cut the top of the toenail, the blood came out, whatever, the whole thing. I'm fine. And then I got on the mountain the next day and like fell 3 times and I was lying down. I wanted to quit. And Dez like gave me a little pep talk. And then I had a good day. And I did put my hair in braids. And that's like my new thing. And I think that got me through it. It's my new personality. But then the gigglers were DMing me being like, if you don't cry on the mountain, did you even go skiing?
That's
and then
so
I felt
true.
I felt like, oh, it was just a normal ski weekend.
Yeah, that is so true. Like, the one time when I did fall, it was, like, Craig and the ski instructor, and I literally felt like they were my parents. I was like, guys, I can't do it anymore. Like, my legs are so tired. I'm hot. Yeah. I'm hungry. And they're like, okay, we're going to ski home now. I was like, okay.
But what people forget is when you're a beginner, it's so much harder. You actually have to use your muscles so much more because you're going slower. And then falling and then getting back in the skis is a whole emotional journey.
It's
embarrassing. It's physically tiring. My mental health moment is that skiing is life. And you take on that mountain, girls. You go up and down, but you just keep going.
Oh, I thought you were saying like skiing is life.
Be the mountain.
I love how we like adopted a new sport in our late 20s, you know? Like,
wait, Paige, we have to do a ski collection.
No.
Hannah, like a, oh my
no,
god!
We have to do a ski collection.
We have to, like yesterday.
Oh my god! No, I'm literally Opry emailing giggle. Them. Opry giggling. Stop. Okay, we're calling.
Okay, noted.
We're calling
done.
The people in charge of that. Done.
But this, I'm not just saying this randomly, guys. It's because when I fell, I was dropping my phone all the time, and like because of the snow, I guess I was having trouble hearing people when I was calling them. So on like Tuesday, we got back. We had a great time. I go to the Verizon store and I'm fucking with my phone. I'm on Instagram, like waiting in line at the customer service line. And I start getting bombarded with DMs asking me if me and Dez broke up.
I saw it, like I giggled, and then like went to the next slide because I was just like, "That's stupid."
Like, you're responding to people being like, "Yeah, they did," like just having fun.
I'm like, "I can't. Please respect our privacy at this time. We're going through a really tough time."
But I love the gigglers so much because you could tell like they just saw something on the internet, so they were like, "Hey, we don't want to trigger you by this. If it happened, we are here for you. If not, we're so sorry. This rumor's going around." Like, they were so sweet about it.
Oh, that's sweet.
It took me a while before I saw it, and then to someone, I just wrote like the TikTok going like immediately no. Like, I just thought I was writing that to people. Then I guess people started to pick it up, and then the internet, they spread this rumor, and then they started spreading a rumor that I submitted it.
Oh,
I
saw that one
attention,
too.
Because I love attention. Meanwhile, I'm still waiting in the customer service line. Like, what the fuck is this?
Wait, I have a question. Because whenever there's like a fake rumor about me and Craig, like my initial reaction is like, that's crazy. And then the 3 seconds later, I'm like, is that true? Like, did I sleep with? Like, so, like, when you guys, when you saw that you guys broke up, did you, like, look at him and, like, wait, are we okay?
Well, I was at Verizon, and I was like, oh, my God, did he, like, something happened when I was at Verizon?
He puts
like,
out a press release.
So bad at skiing, and I can't take it anymore. So, and then, like, I had, like, my trainer texted me. Like, it's so
embarrassing. Oh, my God, it got personal.
And then I'm afraid, like, oh, no, like, poor Dez is going to get upset because we have. People think we broke up because we're not like posting photos all the time, but it's like we were very public early on because of the show, and we've like made a choice to be like, okay, we don't have to anymore. Yeah. So like, let's like enjoy a little privacy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh no, Dez is like back getting like bad DMs. I get back in and he didn't give a shit. He didn't
give a shit. Yeah. At all. No, it's one of the scariest things. It's a lot. It can be a lot. And then like what random people say, also when people are like, you can't read it, you can't look at it, okay, so that means you just like can't go on your phone, like you can't ever press the heart button on Instagram because you don't want to see the comments under your latest picture. It's just a lot. It's a lot of mental warfare, like with yourself.
Yeah. And it's kind of like watching a car crash. Like, you know, it's bad stuff going on, but you want to see like how bad.
You're like, I know they hate me, but how much?
I just hate when people take a lie and then use it to further like push a bigger lie about you. And you're like, and it's funny because I'm not even on reality TV right now,
right?
Because of this. I'm gonna say one thing that is a little bit of a hot take, but I have to say it.
Yeah.
When accounts will like attack like public figures or influencers or whatever, being like, they want attention, and these accounts want attention too. They're using a lie about me so they can get engagement on their posts, saying that I'm doing it for attention, when realistically I'm trying to protect my fucking family.
It's such a like backwards. The internet is so fucked up because all the internet preaches is like self-love and self-care and you should love yourself.
Anti-bullying, don't and, be a mean girl.
And the most important relationship is with you. Like, you live with you. And then, God forbid, you post a picture of yourself. People are like, oh my God, you're obsessed with yourself. You love yourself so much.
I'm going to say something wild. Everyone who goes on reality TV
loves
attention. But I do think accepting that you like attention is like, some people are meant to perform, and like I love comedy, I love being on stage, but then this is funny because I feel like me and you also, certain situations we don't like attention, like I'm actually kind of in group settings. Yeah, we talked about it. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Check me out. Like, I can't do it. But put a microphone with us and we can flow. Oh, my God. How was your week? How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm good. What did I even do? I don't know. I have so amnesia. I haven't left the apartment. It's so fucking cold in New York.
It's too cold.
It's like I'm unwell. Craig's away on a bachelor party, so, like, haven't spoken to him in years. God knows if he's still alive.
Oh yeah, he's that age where like his southern friends are starting to get married. 30s is like,
there's like 18 of them in a hotel. I'm like, oh my God. Like, don't get arrested. But I've literally, I don't want to hang out with anyone or go anywhere.
I love
so
that.
So I think
for you.
I might be depressed.
I do have to say, having a boyfriend does get exhausting in terms of like, you're socializing all the time, and people are like, oh, you're not with your boyfriend, go out with your girls. Yes, but you also need that third time, which is like you alone with your clothes.
Yeah. Like, here's the other thing. I want to see my girlfriends. I don't want to go out and see them.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to hang out with me, you have to come to my apartment. That's the rule of being my friend.
I'm going to explain New York to you guys. I live on the Lower East Side. Sierra lives like
we're
Midtown
in a long
West.
You and I are in a long distance relationship.
Yeah, you and Sierra live in Midtown West, and so I treat it like you live in Europe. So I
you literally called me the other day, and you're like, "So weird, I was on the West Side yesterday." It's like, I don't live in a different state.
Well,
you're like, it's
I
so lovely this time of year. You never told me.
people have like a different accent in the city where you are.
You're people like, I'm so sorry, twang. I'm from the east side. I've come all the way from the east
how
side.
How do you guys pronounce it here? How do you say, no, I went to the west side dead. Purely because I wanted to do a podcast with this dog trainer and I wanted to meet his dog who was this like gorgeous pit bull. And then I hit up Sierra because I hadn't physically seen her in so long and I was with Dez and I was like, hey, we're coming through to say hi. We had a great time. And then she was going to go out and we were going to just have a nice quaint dinner at this little Italian restaurant near her apartment. And we get there.
Oh, I know this Italian restaurant. She loves it. It's her favorite place.
They're so friendly. It's really intimate. It's really cute. It was a little busy. We get there and Dez looks at me and he goes, I don't really feel that well. And then he looks at me and he goes, I think I'm going to faint. You don't know how little of a caretaker you are until moments like this happen.
Stop.
He goes, I have to go to the bathroom. And I go, all good. Goes to the bathroom. Yeah. I'm like scrolling my Instagram, reading hate comments. And then.
Yeah. Just normal. Self-loathing. Like, I have 3 extra minutes. Let me self-loathe.
So then he comes back and he goes, I think I need to lie down outside. And I go, over my dead body, are you lying down outside?
It's like, I just have to go to Central Park really quick and lay on a park bench.
And I'm sitting there and like, it's a very quaint restaurant. And he's like, you could tell he's like scared. And then I notice he is losing color in his face. Like his lips are kind of like almost looking gray. And he goes,
oh my God, Hannah, are we scared? He's like having a heart attack.
This happened it escalated so quickly, like within 3 minutes. Like I was deciding between the eggplant and the chicken parmesan. And he goes, can you call an ambulance? And I'm like,
no fucking way.
Honey, I was like, we don't need an ambulance. This is like, you're not going to embarrass me right now and call an ambulance. And
do you want to know what I think that is? I think that's because we grew up in an Italian family that like, if you're hurt or something happens, we didn't have moms that were like, oh my God. Like maybe for a second, they were like, are you okay? They checked to see if you were okay. And then they were like, fuck off.
This is all my issues. I'm letting you guys know. So he goes, call an ambulance. I start Googling how to call an ambulance because I'm like, it definitely can't be 911. 911 seems very extreme for this. Is there a 311? Is there like a...
Right. Is there a... we're not an emergency, we need help.
Let's not 911 this. And then he goes, I need to lie down. I need to go. I go, you're not lying outside. Go in the booth. By the way, guys, Dez is 6'3". He's a large man. So he starts lying in the booth. And this is not like a private booth. Like we're all connected on one long booth. I'm pretending he's not lying in the booth. Like I'm mortified.
You're walking it off.
And I'm like, he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm like, this will pass. Like whatever this is, it'll pass.
Yeah.
And he goes, get the waitress. And I'm like, why do you need the waitress? And he's like, get the waitress. The waitress comes and he goes, can you call an ambulance? And she's like, she starts freaking out.
Yeah. Oh my
and
God.
And she's like, 911, 911. And then this was like the most New York City moment where everyone gets down to help. Like the guy's like, get him an aspirin. The other girl's like, keep coughing, make sure you keep coughing, keep talking to him. And
wait, what did they think was going on? That he was having a heart attack?
It's amazing to date an older zaddy.
Yeah.
But occasionally you have to look out for he could be having a heart attack, which like I didn't factor into this engagement. And then the ambulance arrives. And this has like fully escalated from like a chill dinner to the whole place. But the funny thing about Dez is someone's like, by the way, you kind of sound like Bill Burr, to make him laugh. And he starts doing a full on Bill Burr impression while he's dying. And I'm sitting there like, are you really fucking doing your stand up, making everyone laugh here? Then the ambulance comes and they're like testing all his stuff. And then they start taking the food away. And then I realize like, we have to pay. I realize I don't have my wallet with me because it's in my ski jacket.
Because you're getting married.
So I'm like, honey, I was like, babe, where's your wallet? And he's like, I'm dying and you're looking for my wallet. And I start digging his wallet out of his pocket while he's literally dying.
You're like, also the life insurance policy. Do you happen to know where that is at home?
Like you caused like kind of a big stir at this restaurant. We have to leave like a hefty tip. Like this is a lot. he finally like calms down. He goes to the bathroom and he pukes, and they're like, we think he has a stomach bug. So obviously I'm even more jealous at this point.
Yeah.
Then he finally started getting color back in his face. Everything was good. And at that moment I'm like, and this is why I probably should never have a child.
No, no, Hannah, don't say that. This is why men get literally sneeze and they're like, I think that I have severe allergies. I'm like, you sneezed.
I do think it's always better to be safe than sorry, but it just escalated so quickly when he was like, call an ambulance. And I was like, is this a bit? Is it
like, are you serious?
I was Carrie Bradshaw and he was big.
Oh my God. Oh my God, you literally were. I will say, this is a quick test. If you're ever, because it's happened to me, if you are dating someone and you can't decide if you like them or not, if they go through something traumatic and your immediate reaction is to like get the ick, you don't like them. You don't like them.
I love this man so much. He was lying down in a booth in a nice New York City restaurant, yeah, hyperventilating and still making everyone laugh around him. And I also knew that we were going to make fun of this. Like, I literally did the joke on stage that night, and he went on stage that night, that crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, but I definitely was like, this is ick worthy if I wasn't into him.
If you didn't like him. I've had boyfriends cry about God knows fucking what. And my immediate reaction is to like lean away. I'm like, stop whatever you're doing. Like, and but like Craig could cry at something or like be upset, and I'd be like, oh my God, do you want to talk about it? Let's like figure this out.
Who did this to you? I'll kill him. I'll murder him. The best part too is after this whole scene, dramatic scene, mm-hmm, we're leaving and he turns around to the restaurant and he goes, just want to say, it wasn't the food. The food is great. And
wait, that's fucking hilarious.
So
wait,
that's like, we're amazing. Laughing, but I'm also like, this fucking guy, like, my life with him is never boring. But like,
yeah,
the drama sometimes is like, I'm like, we're not even doing reality TV anymore. And I was like, we need a break. Like, we just stop. Just stop for a second.
Also, just when men get sick, it is one of the craziest things. And like, I've always seen like memes about this or like heard about it. But like, it is on another fucking level when you're in a relationship. Craig sneezed the other day in my apartment, like just a normal sneeze, whatever. And he looked at me and he goes, I think that you have dust in here. Like, I think you might have like a lot of dust. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, you could die from the mold in here.
I'm like, you sneeze. Like, chill the fuck out.
So, but Des has this like competitive thing where like, he's like, whatever happens, we always do stand-up comedy at night. So, like, he went and did his shows. And I'm like, who are you trying to prove? Like, yeah,
no,
you almost
way.
Went to the
hospital. After
he
that?
He went into two sets at the Comedy Cellar. And he's like, I just need to let you know, like, that stuff's not going to take me down. And I'm like, you don't have to prove that to anyone.
You're like, what mafia movie are we in right now? That, like, things aren't going to take you down. Like, okay. Because I can't when men are sick. It's like... It's one of my biggest pet peeves. It's an ick, honestly, for me.
I don't want to throw my dad under the bus, but like, when my dad gets a cold, the whole world stops. And they're pouty.
My parents couldn't come to our first live show because my dad didn't feel well.
I remember
literally
that.
Didn't feel well.
He has a tickle?
Yeah. My mom was like, it's just better if, like, I stay with him, you know, I'm worried. And I'm just like, okay.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's not their fault. I think society makes them feel like they can't be vulnerable ever.
Ever.
And they have to be so strong. So the second they're allowed to blame something else, they put all of their vulnerability into that tickle in their throat.
I think that's so true. Wow.
We nailed it.
You just psychoanalyzed that and it's on point.
Okay. I have some wild... front page news, but I want you to start with what you have, or I could start whatever you prefer.
You start because I feel like you're excited about it. Oh, is this about the Megan Fox ring?
We could start with that.
Okay, let's start with that. So after we analyzed Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly's engagement ring, we then found out that it's like made to feel like when she takes it off, that it hurts and it's thorns, mm-hmm, like coming off of her ring finger. How do you feel about it?
So obviously at first you're like, ugh. And then you realize, like, honestly, it's so them. And also, it's so romantic in a way.
They're aliens, right? Like, they don't live on this planet.
You, first of all, you know she fucking loved that. She fucking loves that. And for him to be like, I love you so much that I want it to fucking hurt if you even remove this from your finger. And you're like, oh, I just fucking came.
Do you want to know what? It's a very clear sign that they live in California and not New York. Right?
It's a very clear sign they don't live in Ohio. We know that.
Like, and I feel like people sometimes get mad because they're like, you living in New York isn't a personality trait. Okay, but it is, because it dictates what I think about certain situations. Like, I love to be romantic and like have my man plan something cute and be swept off my feet. But then it gets to a certain point where you're like, okay, but it's just unrealistic. Just, it's enough.
I mean, some people would say it's attention seeking. But I also do think if they like pain in bed, do you think it's like sexual? Like, oh, when I feel pain from this ring, I think of him.
I don't know, because I like pain in bed sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not like extreme pain, but I don't want to be getting like a manicure, because every time I get a manicure, like I take my rings off, I don't want it to scratch my finger every 2 weeks. Like,
you know,
that's,
I'm a little
annoying
bitch with
for
pain.
Me.
If my tag in the back of my shirt has a slight itch, I'm out for the day. So
yeah. We have very sensitive bodies, and we can't.
If you're
take
an empath, they say that you're really sensitive to sweaters and sounds.
We can't wear Angora. Do you know how hard that is for us? It itches us, and we can't wear it.
Our sensitive, gentle baby skin. Also, I wrote down, are you familiar with the Theraguns?
I am familiar.
I feel like you've definitely dated a guy who's like, oh, I gotta use my Theragun.
Literally every single one.
I just was at Equinox and gotta put my Theragun. So Theragun.
Dude, we were away in Aspen, and at one point Craig was like, oh, I should have brought the Theragun.
I'm not gonna lie, I did buy Des a Theragun for Christmas.
But like in the moment, I was like, oh, that would have been so good right now. I'm so sore.
Honestly pissed off that we didn't partner with Theragun, because this is about to be intense, but they have this like really sexy commercial with Ronaldo with the Theragun, where not only is it showing him like in the gym after, but also shows him just in a tank top in bed, like kind of like curled over, just getting his calf. We definitely don't watch the same cable shows.
No, we definitely don't.
Like, I'll be what, like, Des will have like soccer on and it'll show it.
Yeah. I don't think that's safe.
People are now using Theragun as a sex toy.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that.
My question, because you know I don't know things, where?
No, I'm where?
Like, it's, you guys, because it is like...
No, that'll go right...
It's like a machine gun.
Yeah, that'll destroy your vagina.
Or butthole.
I didn't even think that people would be putting it there.
I mean, it scares me. I definitely think Machine Gun Kelly understands how to use it, but we don't.
No.
They also have different tops for it. Like, they have like a sharper one for like certain muscles.
There was a TikTok that I recently saw, and it was this woman. She was like duetting this guy's TikTok, and he was snowboarding. And he's videoing himself as he gets down from the mountain, and he's like, guys, I'm not gonna lie, I just rode so well that I think I like came a little bit. And it flips over to like her TikTok, and she goes, are you telling me that these motherfuckers are doing like an everyday thing and they're just releasing like that? She's like, if I'm not in the mental state,
the moon has to be in Jupiter.
And she's like, do they deserve that? Do they deserve that? Because seriously, you have to be, as a woman, you have to be so honed in on what the fuck is happening at that precise moment to even get halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you can lose it and you never get it back. You don't know where it went.
Guys talk about how like peeing feels like so fucking good. And like peeing does feel good, but I realized, I guess the pee comes out of the same place that like semen would. Is that wrong?
No, that's right. They only have
so
one.
So I feel like they
there.
Kind of, it simulates like they're coming, kind of, where it like feels.
I hate them. I just hate them.
I hate them.
There's so many things I hate about them. even though I am in a very loving relationship, I am still on my I hate mentor. I hate them.
We are fully on the I hate mentor. Speaking of the I hate mentor, we are going to Seattle, LA, and San Francisco. Check our link in bio. It is the I hate mentor. And we do have some special guests. So
yeah, we do.
I can't
so
wait.
Excited.
We just got a video person. So if you're not there, you'll be able to see some stuff.
And I'm about to book our hair and makeup for LA, but I need to do Seattle and San Francisco.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Okay, what was next that we like had to
okay,
talk about?
Okay, next, have you heard about the green M&M?
Yes.
Okay.
We're taking things too far.
So the green M&M, Rolling Stone just said, let the green M&M be a nasty little slut.
The green M&M was originally in like the commercials and stuff wearing white heels. And
she had like lip gloss.
Very girly. Yeah, she was a slut, but you liked her. You always wanted her to come. You always knew she was getting with the blue M&M. Like, there was no way she wasn't.
She was an Instagram model who goes on yachts, and now they're making her wear Larry David sneakers.
Because, what about how they're changing the orange M&M? Because they don't want the orange M&M to know that that could be like an anxiety-induced color.
So apparently they want the orange M&M to be open about its anxiety. So that's its character trait, is that it's an anxious M&M and to normalize
anxiety. It's not real. M&Ms aren't real. M&Ms don't know they have anxiety. I have anxiety. That's why I eat M&Ms.
M&Ms are supposed to take away my anxiety. But, so are you familiar with Yassifying?
No.
So Yassifying is this app where it makes your face look just like beyond gorgeous, and it's definitely very toxic. But everyone's joking, like re-Yassify the M&Ms immediately. And basically we've gone too far where...
How do you spell Yassifying?
Yassify. It's a new concept here we're introducing on Giggly. But I also think we have to stop equating girls being sexy with that being like... demeaning, you know, with it being weak,
right? Like, why does she have to wear sneakers if she wants to wear heels?
I guess they were afraid that it was too like heteronormative, and they just went a little too far.
Is there anyone else? Oh, I think the brown M&M wears heels.
Yeah, but she has like a low kitten heel, and she has glasses to show she's smart.
So you can't have an OnlyFans and be an M&M?
Exactly. It's fucked up because I have to tell you, these girls on OnlyFans are fucking smart.
Dude, they really fucking are. I saw something the other day. It was like a random, I think it was like a New York Post thing. And it was just like this random ass girl who was like,
I like lost my job, so I just started an OnlyFans, and she made like $1 million in 1 week. And I was like, what am I doing wrong?
No, I have a comedy friend who was like struggling financially. So during the day, she does OnlyFans, and she's like making over like 10K a month or something when she first started.
We are OnlyFans proponents.
We are pro OnlyFans. They're taking control of their sexuality, and they're making the finances that they want to do and doing what they're comfortable with a lot of the time, which is beautiful. But yeah, they said the green M&M is newly liberated from her white boots. Let's loose. I'm pretty sure Paige DeSorbo was never liberated from a white boot.
Nor do I want to be. Never. I don't ever want to be liberated from my knee-high boots. If someone took my knee-high boots away, I would riot.
As someone who considers herself like a sporty girl...
Yeah.
When I first was playing tennis, I was like, oh, I want to play like a boy. And then I was like interviewed when I was younger. And a lot of these feminist blogs were like, this is fucked up. Like, you don't want to say you want to play like a boy. You want to just reestablish what it means to be a girl. So like, instead of making it like, oh, wearing heels is inherently bad.
Too girly. Yeah.
Or too, that being girly means you're weak, or like the patriarchy's controlling you. Instead, let's embrace the feminine and be like, no, this is how girls play. I want to play like a girl. I want to be like a girl, which is complex and so many different types of women, but we can't make it like it's not okay to be girly.
Also, like, I would consider my overall self extremely girly.
Yes.
But there are days where I want to legit dress like a boy because I like it. Yeah. Like, I like wearing like a trouser and a sneaker and a turtleneck and an oversized blazer and literally looking like a news reporter from the 1990s, but it's like menswear, but I like it.
It's because like they're associating heels with like just trying to make men like you, or like a secretary in Mad Men wearing heels, when it's like, no, Dua Lipa's wearing heels fucking selling out stadiums.
You also don't have to be the same type of girl every single day.
Yeah, like, don't put us in a box.
Yeah,
just lick our box.
Whatever. I like peanut M&Ms better anyway.
For some reason, someone convinced me they were healthy when I was younger, and I used to just like
peanut M&Ms.
There's peanuts in them. So just eat an exorbitant amount of peanut.
Somebody M&M. Did a TikTok, and it was like, okay, so we changed all the M&Ms, but did we look at the ingredients in M&Ms? No, we did it.
People are like, if you really want M&Ms to be better, why don't we take out the toxins? You wrote vagina face mask.
Oh, what's going on? My God.
What's going on?
So the brand is called Nakey, N-A-K-E-Y. And they come in like these, like, it looks like a triangle package, and it's called Muff Mask. So like randomly I'll just get like packages that like I don't know who they're from. Wow, that sounds like I get like bombs every day. So I'll get like PR packages. So I took them out of the package and I had no idea what it was. So I'm like looking at it, and I open up, and it's like this mirror, and it's in the shape of a triangle. And I'm like, what is this like new makeup, like face mask thing? So then I'm reading the thing. They're face masks for your vagina.
And okay, I thought you were going to say it was like vagina juice that you put on your pores.
No. And let me tell you something. It brought my, like, at home, by myself, candle lit, face mask on my face, like, laying there watching my shows, and then a face mask on my vagina. It brought my self-care level to a new level.
Okay, I have a lot of questions. Is this for the skin on your vagina, or, like, the actual labia?
I don't know.
You're like, didn't read that part of the instructions. Let me tell you, didn't care, but it felt amazing.
I put them in the refrigerator because I put all my face masks.
Oh, the cooling probably in there.
Yeah,
good.
So like putting it on, I don't know what the fuck it did, but like it did make me softer.
Like the skin?
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. Wow. I mean, I do think people don't talk enough about the things that happen on your bikini line and around it, because it's like embarrassing. But like I suffered really bad from ingrown hairs for a long time because I was just like
constantly shaving,
and then I would be sweaty and my I'd be chafing because my thighs touch.
Really, it's such taking care of her down there is a full-time fucking job.
Yeah, and I'd be embarrassed to wear a bikini because it looked like I was like a teenager with pimples.
And she's just so finicky, like she can't do too much work during the day, or she's like, I might feel like I'm getting a UTI and like, God forbid you nick her when you're shaving. She's like, I'm going to bleed forever now. Thank you.
Like, she's like, I think you're forgetting that I'm the main character here.
She literally, your vagina is the main character. You just like happen to have random thoughts, but she's controlling everything.
Wait, so you like this?
I
new...
fucking love it.
Amazing.
I love it.
But also, I feel like you don't need this. Like, you don't need another thing to obsess over about like being perfect on you. This is feeding into your addiction.
Here's the thing, though. Whenever you feel like something, like, have you ever been like, oh my God, something's like wrong with my vagina, but I don't know what is going on? Like, okay, remember the first time you ever got a yeast infection?
Yeah, you're Googling,
and you're
like,
why?
Like,
what the fuck is happening? Is this normal? Like, and then it's like vagina, and they're like, no, you have syphilis. And you're like, what the fuck is going on?
And then
on?
They have all these weird scents, and you're like, I can't sniff my vagina. Anyway, continue.
That is something no one talks about.
And they describe the scent so weird. They're like,
if it smells like a coin that has been rotting for 2 days, you should go to a doctor. You're like,
I don't know what
a
rotting coin smells like. Or they're like, but they say stuff about like cottage cheese.
Yeah. Wait, or like, if they're like, it smells like yeast. You're like, I don't know what yeast.
Yeah. What does yeast smell like? Baking soda?
Yeah. But you know when something's going on with your vagina, so you're like, let me look at it. And so you take your mirror.
The mirror.
I feel like everyone does the same thing. They take their handheld mirror. They put it on the toilet seat. You put one leg up and like you just look.
Yep.
I like that they gave you a mirror in the package because I feel like you should know what it looks like so that in the case that something really is wrong, then you look at it and you're like, yeah, that doesn't look right.
Do you like ever look at it and you're like, oh my God, that's what my man sees way more than I do?
Or like you look at it and you're like, this is, you're just like, how does that turn so many people on? You're like, I control the world with that thing.
You're like, it's literally a sore in between my legs. Wait, I just pulled up the different scents. It's fucking hilarious. Number one.
Read them.
Tangy or fermented? Is it kimchi? What are you saying? It says yogurt, sourdough bread, and even sour beer contain the same type of good bacteria that dominate most healthy vaginas.
Yeah.
Then it says coppery like a penny.
Yeah.
Sweet like molasses. Oh, okay. Who? Okay, what girls are walking around with a sweet like molasses vagina, and whose dick did they suck in heaven?
Seriously.
It goes, when we say sweet, we don't mean freshly baked cookie sweet. We mean robust and earthy. Okay. Is this a wine we're talking about?
Yeah.
Or a candle from Home Goods? Now it says chemical like a newly cleaned bathroom.
Is bad, I would assume.
It says like bleach or ammonia. It sometimes could be a reason to see a doctor. And then it says skunky, like BO or smoked herbal earthy scent. It's not just you, but it could be smell like marijuana.
Oh my God.
And the reasons for skunky odor is emotional stress and the sweat.
Yeah, that's
glands.
The other thing. Like nothing medically could be wrong with you, but your vagina is like, I feel depressed. So like, this smells.
You're so right. They're saying like it's nothing to worry about, but sometimes it produces sweat to cool your body down and it could smell like weed. That's fun. Fishy or that filet you forgot about. Who forgets about a filet, first of all? Wait, the last one is the best. It goes rotten like a decaying organism.
No.
If it smells like a putrid dead organism, it may not be your vagina,
they
but
use
something
the word
in
putrid?
Your vagina. Like a forgotten tampon.
No.
It happens. It happens. But guys, it says when you should see a doctor. This is a doctor podcast now. If your face scrunches up from smelling it like rotten fish or dead organism decay, these are red flags. Okay. Okay. Well, we learned something here.
Yeah, but there's so many steps. I bet if like guys ever Googled anything about their dick, they'd just be like, if it like smells bad, you should go to a doctor. Like it's like one sentence. It's like, nah, bro, you'll be good. Just like use that Axe body wash.
You're like, that was a full menu. Yeah.
Okay, but the face masks, there's three different ones.
Okay.
One is the soother, the juicer.
Oh.
And the rehabber. That's after like a crazy weekend.
Are they scented?
I actually don't think they are.
Because people say yeah. it's not great to have like fake scents by your pussy.
So like the rehabber, like one of the things they said, it's really good if you are postpartum and it eases like discomfort and inflammation. And it has like aloe vera in it, witch hazel, chamomile, like it's all.
Oh, cool.
It has no like preservatives, sulfates, dyes, no fragrances. Like it's all very natural. Like it's all like good for your vagina. I can't believe no one's done this before.
Yeah, it's because a lot of the decision makers are men, and that's why tampons are still like a fucking cloth.
Yeah, I'll post, but the brand is called Nike, and they're called Muff Masks, which also, and they're also, like, very cute packaging.
Yeah, like, branding's good. Yeah, Muff Masks like, is cute. We love alliteration on Giggly Squad. Also, I randomly saw on TikTok, you know, tampons used to be, like, wool. Like, you'd put wool up your vagina, like, ugh. And you know how we are about sweaters? Like, no.
Remember the first time you opened a tampon and it was cardboard? And you like looked and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like you didn't even know they made them like that.
Do you know I didn't use a tampon until I was 18?
You're literally the Virgin Mary. It's so adorable to me.
Because I only knew how to use pads, which is insane because like it's a literal diaper. And it happened because I was in college and I got my period right before we were about to go out. And I was like, does anyone have a pad? And my friends were like, what? And I was like... I was like,
wait, how old were you when you got your period first?
14. I was okay, late.
I think I was late too. So we were I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah. So my friend basically was like, "Do it." Yeah. So I was scared. I like never had stuck anything up there and I remember my friend being like, "I'll do it for you if you want." Yeah. And I was like, "No, no, 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 no." No. And then I definitely put it in at like a weird angle because it hurt.
Wait, Hannah, so you went all through high school, you played tennis.
Yep.
And you wore pads?
Like you just feel like you're walking around with
with a diaper on.
A diaper full of blood. It's gross.
I remember the first time I got my period, I was literally, it was like I was going to a winter prom. And I, like, called my mom into the bathroom, and I was like, oh, my God. And she was like, okay, like, I have a pad for you. And I was like, I want a tampon. And she was like, slow.
You are not trying to slut shame, but you are the green M&M. Like,
she was like, slow your fucking roll. Like, I think you're going to use a pad.
Our moms grew up with pads. Or, like, I don't know.
I hated the feeling of feeling it come out. And you don't feel that with, like, a tampon usually.
Yeah. Well, also, it's dirty when you open it. Or a tampon just blocks. You just cork that shit in. But I just remember being so traumatized because it was, like, a pressure moment. Like, everyone's like, we have to meet the hockey guys at the KK. And you're fucking taking forever in there. And I was like, I'm about to fucking take my own virginity and I don't want to. I was such a scared little girl.
You're such a little baby.
And then from then on, she does tampons and she's a new woman.
I will say because I will only use organic tampons because, again, she's so... Because
you think you're better than everyone?
Yeah, I'm just elite. A lot of them are still made with cardboard. So if I'm in like a jam and they don't have like the brand I usually use, I'm cardboarding it. So I like basically am from the 1930s.
That's like so relatable that you use cardboard tampons though. I always fuck it up. Do you feel bad when you fuck it up and you have to throw it away?
Yeah, like when you pull it too hard before you even put it in so it like broke and you're like, oh man.
I pull it out and the whole thing comes out when I'm pulling it out. Yeah. Sorry for our gagglers. This you won't understand 100%, but it's the more you know.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest.
The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's discuss Pete Davidson and Colin Jost.
Okay. What specifically? Are they fighting?
They bought a Staten Island ferry.
What do you mean they bought a Staten Island
ferry? Oh my God, you didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh my God, Pete Davidson and Colin
Jost. Like a boat? Like the ferry?
So, and the founder of The Stand, which is like the comedy club I'm at, they're all like buddies, and they bought a old Staten Island ferry boat that they want to turn into
a comedy show,
basically a live entertainment space with comedy, music, art, etc. And they don't want to see it go to the scrapyard. They want to make it cool. Now, I know in New York City, they have a lot of these big boats that become like a party boat that's actually so fun. So I think this is an awesome idea. It was $300,000.
Do you want to know something? I don't even know where Staten Island is. Like, if someone said you have to go to Staten Island right now, I would be like, how do you get there? Where do you
go? Did you ever go to, like, Ellis Island for you guys never went for, like, a trip? Like, a school trip?
No, my school didn't give a shit about us. We went to, like, the Boston Aquarium. They're like, that's good enough.
I think this will be really cool. It's Staten Island's basically just, like, an exotic island off the coast of
Manhattan. Wait, so you, like, get... No, literally. It's, like, a European country that, like... It's our Ibiza.
Yeah, if I think the west side is Europe, it's the Fiji Islands, Staten Island.
Wait. So, like, you pay to go on the boat and just sail around and, like, listen to comedy and stuff? Or is it when people are going from New York City to Staten Island? Like, is it running as a normal ferry? Or is it, like, they
that's
just...
That's a good question. Because the one that I go on called the Lobster... It's, like, the Lobster Boat or something. You pay, like, $10 or something to go on. It goes around the Hudson, and then it brings you back and you buy stuff while you're on there. I don't think anyone wants to go to Staten Island necessarily. It's probably going to be a lot of Manhattanites that just want to ride around on the water.
What are your thoughts on Colin Jost?
Not my type.
Yeah.
Not my type.
Me neither. Like if he wasn't Colin Jost and I met him at a bar, I would be like, probably not.
Yeah, but he jokes about having, like, a very punchable face. That was, like, his... I think he wrote a book called, like, Having a Punchable Face. He looks like the most annoying guy on the lacrosse team who, like, wants to mansplain everything to you. And then also has, like, a really rich family that gave him everything. But pretends that he did it by himself. And then...
But, like, deep down he has a good heart, but it's, like, you can't get past how douchey he is.
Just his douchey bone structure.
Yeah, which I feel like was like every boyfriend I dated in high school.
Yeah, he also kind of plays the straight man on SNL. Like, he's not the like funny one. He's just kind of straightforward. So you don't really see his personality that much, but for him to be with Scarlett. But this is a great example of a couple that chooses to not be in the limelight.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that, oh, cameras just want to see Ben and J-Lo all the time. Like, actively, Scarlett so Johansson and Colin Jost want to protect their relationship and don't want to be, like, a Us Weekly relationship.
Some people are like, no,
J-Lo's just in love. I'm like, this is literally what people pay hundreds of thousands of dollars of PR for, that you're witnessing. Right. So you say that.
Don't you feel smarter knowing that?
I know, but it makes me feel angry too, like knowing how the sausage is made and seeing people not know how is made and then bully people because they ate the sausage.
Yeah, because like when people DM you, like Craig posted like a photo carousel of like all of like pictures, like random pictures from Aspen. Yeah. And I literally didn't wear makeup. I wore makeup like once that trip. I didn't even really wear any of my outfits because we were like in the house the whole time. So we have like no pictures, but he added one picture of us, like the one time we went out to dinner, like at the last slide. The amount of DMs that I got that were like, it's like, we think it's really weird that he put you last. Like, we don't know, like, what's going on? Do you think like he really likes you? Because like, you would have been the first picture and like just crazy shit. And I was like, this is insanity. Like, but he also had to like, beg me to even post that pic.
We love the drama. We love the drama. You could see everything through the lens you want to see it. You could be like, he's being a dick. Or you could be like, wow, he's like,
he saved the best,
not trying too hard.
Yeah, he was just like, I don't know, I just like added it. Like, he doesn't know things.
He's posting photos. Also, he wanted you to make it to the end.
Yeah, it was just, people
saved the best
so
for last.
Weird.
I don't know, that quote. Wait, Tink said it? Did Tink say that quote?
Guys, okay, the other day when I quoted Tink's, Hannah called me the next day and she was like, she was like, you do realize that you were quoting Tinks, who was quoting Ralph Waldo Emerson, you dumb bitch. I mean, I laughed for 10 minutes.
I was like, that was Robert Frost, okay?
I was like, Tinks is my Emily Dickinson, okay? Like, everything Tink says, I agree with.
To wrap this up, what is this app idea you have?
I don't know.
She's checking the notes because she forgot.
Oh, my God. What she wrote. Okay, so look, I love binge watching a series, especially if it's a series that, like, I know Craig is not going to watch with me. So, like, like, Sex and the City or, like, some girly shit on Netflix, whatever. Recently, I feel like there's been nothing to watch. And I have a whole, like, if I had the time, I would write so many strongly worded emails to the HBO Max platform, the Hulu
platform. HBO Max needs to get it together.
Is on my hit list. Above
Hulu. I feel like you have to do illegal shit to even just watch the HBO Max stuff you paid for.
Like, they're like, oh my God, do you want to watch the show? Well, yep, yeah, now you're watching it. And like, they don't give you a preview.
You have
they're
to get like a VPN to like get in sometimes. I have to like traffic HBO Max into my computer. The no summaries is like,
I'm like, I can't judge a book by its cover.
I can't watch the first four seasons to decide if I like it. Give me a 30-second recap.
That's why Netflix is so good. Like, I know sometimes it's annoying when you're scrolling in the, like, the trailer just starts, but I appreciate it because I'm I watch the first 10 seconds, I'm like, nope, I'd hate that. Next, like, whatever. So
what's your app idea?
So my app idea, if someone smart who wants to make this and like partner with me, I want there to be an app that goes through everything that I have on my Roku, knows everything that I've watched. And then, okay, we know you watch this on Netflix. We know you watch this on HBO Max. Here's other shows like it on different platforms that we think you... Oh, my God, Mom. Jesus fucking Christ. You just scared the shit out of me. Oh my God, I thought you were like my maintenance guy coming in to kill me. Hi. Okay, I'll be done.
We would have
had
it recorded if you did kill
me. Oh my God. Thank God.
Oh my God, that would have gone viral, Paige. Why didn't you let him kill you?
We would have literally solved a murder and then like your documentary would be coming out.
This is now a ski murder podcast.
Anyway, so my fucking app idea is like, okay, you watch Sex and the City. Here's a show on Hulu that is kind of like that, that you would like. Start binging it. Like, I'm sick of asking people, what are they watching?
This isn't a great idea because the reason TikTok is so successful is that they figured out the algorithm.
Yes.
Do you know how, like, it understands your algorithm? And then you'll be on Instagram and you're seeing reels and you're like, wait, that's not me. That's not my vibe. And so it's like Netflix will figure out who you are. And then you go on Amazon and you're like, oh, but you don't know me, Amazon Prime. Like, I have to like relearn. It's like having to go on four different dates and you forget what you're telling each of the guys. And next thing you know, you're like, where am I even at with this guy?
The amount of times I love that Instagram is giving me like Russian bloggers to follow. I'm like, I don't live in Russia. I don't. Like, I feel like this is treason.
How many fur hats do I have to look at?
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, they don't speak English. How do I know what they're saying in their stories? Like, figure it out, Instagram.
Anyway, you guys, thank you for giggling with us. We love you so much. We're going on the West Coast in 2 weeks, so get your tickets.
I hope he's okay.
He has had a traumatic last couple days. But he'll be fine.
Okay, goodbye, everyone.
Bye.